not alive anymore.
They brought him back in,
Were we on? Okay, we're sweet. Oh.
Hey, we're here.
Okay,
hey.
Are you recording? Okay, yeah, so we just saw, Show Dogs, and wow, was that a lot like that a Star Wars movie.
What a wild ride.
I guess this is spoiler territory all around, but okay. Questions about the movie?
I think Jackson already has one.
Go, yeah. Go ahead. So, like, at the end of the movie, Darth Maul appeared.
Yeah.
And my only thing is, I thought he was dead in the first one, and now all of a sudden he's alive again.
This is my second time seeing it, but the first time I saw it, I literally screamed my head off because I thought the exact same thing of like, I'm like, what? Like in the whole theater, like full of people because I jumped. I had no clue. That came out of nowhere for me. Does anybody have answers?
It was really unexpected. I don't have an answer, but they did bring him back in, I think, Rebels and Clone Wars.
So he lived in Phantom Menace?
I think so. They gave him like robotic legs. Or something.
When did he appear in two?
Like on the
when did he appear in Clone Wars?
Not that Clone Wars.
Oh, okay.
Not Attack of the Clones. Clone Wars the animated series.
Okay, alright.
Right, oh, Rebels the animated series.
I knew he showed up in that. That did take place after episode one, didn't it?
So I think it was the fans got so upset that Maul died because they loved him, even though he's like the prequel Boba Fett, you know, he's only there for a little bit, but everyone loves him. And so they're like, oh, he's not dead. We want to bring him back.
Well, Boba Fett came back.
So he's the leader of this Crimson Dawn thing?
I
think he reports...
I think that's what
that would make sense.
Okay.
They had him fight, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi over the years, like, again and again and again in all these TV shows.
That's awesome.
So basically, they brought him back using, Star Wars technology, which is kind of cheating death, but also, I mean, Darth Maul's really cool.
I think it's cool they're bringing him back. It's about time they did.
IMDb, that is Ray Park, the guy who played him in the...
Oh, really?
In Phantom Menace. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so. There you go.
That's sick, actually.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Wasn't he also, like, the stunt director for Phantom Menace?
Maybe.
The same guy?
Yeah, you're right. All right, any other questions?
Everything else...
Everything else was made sense.
So Kira is evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Is she a Sith?
I'm guessing she's...
Should we get into this Snoke conversation?
No.
What is Snoke?
Let's stick with Solo.
Where's Mace Windu?
Why was Mace Windu not the end of the credits?
I think what it's pointing to is that, now this is the second time seeing it, that now she runs Crimson Dawn, or like... is like the second to Darth Maul.
She's the new Dryden.
Yeah, she's the new Dryden...
she just did like a Sith self promotion, right?
Kill your master. She killed everybody, and now she runs she's in charge of the Crimson Dawn at this point.
Gotcha. She reports straight to him, and he reports straight to the Emperor.
Yeah. Maybe. We don't know that. We don't know that.
No, well, here's the thing.
And so they're
here's the thing, though. In episode one, he was the Emperor's apprentice.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't he report straight to the Emperor?
The Emperor had like two more apprentices after Maul.
The
Emperor doesn't. Okay, also, the Emperor doesn't care about his
but it was confirmed that the Crimson Dawn is working for the...
Where was it confirmed?
They talked about it at the end.
Was under the Emperor?
What was the dude that captured Wookiee? I've already forgotten his name.
Oh,
Beckett?
Yeah, Beckett.
Yeah, Beckett.
He talked about how they were secretly working... Oh, no. No, it wasn't him. It was the pirate girl. She said that...
It worked for the Empire.
She said that they were working with the Empire. There's no way that Darth Maul would come back and
at the same
work
time,
for the
I feel like the problem is, the Emperor doesn't care about his apprentices. Like, he had...
Yeah.
Like, let me make this case for a little bit, okay? You remember episode 3, we got Count Dooku.
That's true.
And he's literally just like, do it! Get it! And so he just offs his old apprentice, gets the new powerful apprentice, and then Return of the Jedi, Vader's all beat up and burnt and isn't that powerful. Yeah. And so now the Emperor's like, okay, Luke, you be my new apprentice because you're more powerful than Vader, potentially.
Mm.
And it's like, get rid of Vader.
Right, but here's the thing. Sure, that's for his apprentice, but due to him, because, I mean, I didn't read or didn't see everything of how they got Darth Maul to come back. But obviously, the Emperor would have had something to do with that. So why would he go through all that business not to?
It could have been someone else other than the Emperor.
Well, no. I know, but seeing as how, well, he definitely for sure lost his lightsaber. Because he has a brand new one. Because that is not the same lightsaber that he had. No, that's a
different lightsaber.
So I guess wasn't his lightsaber cut in half?
Yes, it was as well. So
that's why.
That's why he has a new one. But where else is he going to get a Sith lightsaber?
You build
make
one. That's how everyone gets a lightsaber.
He's not just going to be like, hey, can I get a Sith lightsaber on Amazon?
he builds it. And there's like kyber crystals and stuff. I mean, how did Luke get his new lightsaber?
Darth Maul. Okay. So in infant's nest, I don't know.
Something.
Okay, which so, like they made the rebellion
At this point. So pretty much Crimson Peak. No,
something.
Crimson Dawn. I say Crimson Peak.
That's a whole nother
Keanu
thing.
Reeves. Crimson Dawn, essentially like the mafia of the Star Wars world, because they're like upper class, but they do like these secret gigs, and it's kind of like you're branded. It's almost like a Freemason's cultish thing.
Wait, what was the name of the Red Guards that worked for the Emperor?
The Imperial Guards?
Yeah.
Were they just
the Imperial Guards? The guys in long robes?
Yeah. Okay,
they're just called the Imperial Guards.
For some reason, I thought they had Crimson in their name, and I was like, no way.
Yeah, and so I think it's... And so they're like, you know, like this elitist, like, Empire's version of the Mafia thing. And so Infest Nest is kind of this weird group of, like, people that Crimson has hurt in the past... And then they're all like this biker Mad Max gang thing. our goal is just to destroy them. Well, so essentially, that's another movie.
Obviously, they're the start of the rebellion.
Part of the rebellion.
Yeah. There's that.
Yeah.
The other question I have is, I feel like this is setting up very strongly for the sequel.
Oh no, of course.
I wouldn't mind seeing a sequel of Infest Nest versus Crimson Dawn and Darth Maul. That sounds cool to me.
I wouldn't mind another movie with Darth Maul in it. That'd be sick.
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
That'd be really interesting. I'd be interested to see where they take that.
Yeah.
Okay, favorite part of the movie.
The robot rebellion was pretty cool.
That was pretty fun.
It kept it
humorous, but also, overall really good.
Hmm. Well, you guys really didn't like the movie, did you?
No. Okay, that's another question. Is it as bad as people are saying on the internet?
Wait, are people saying it's bad?
They hate it.
Really?
I feel like Star Wars... Fanboys can be kind of cancerous.
Star Wars fans have been divided, I think, since like Empire, or since like Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, just they.
Ever since Return of the Jedi, they're like teddy bears.
For someone who doesn't really follow Star Wars that much, I was kind of lost throughout a lot of the movie.
Gotcha.
I didn't really know who was who, and there are a lot of new names too.
Yeah, who is Han Solo? I mean,
the new. What's it called? The new,
bad guy?
Yeah.
Dryden?
And, like, his group of people.
Crimson Dawn.
I think they're brand new.
It makes way more sense the second time you see it. Somebody who saw the second time. Yeah. Because the first time, you're just kind of, like, seeing everything for the first time. And you're like, what? Darth Maul!
What?
And then the second time, you're like, oh... This makes sense.
When you see Darth Maul, you forget the entire movie.
Exactly.
I don't think Crimson Dawn had ever been...
I think they're brand new.
Yeah, Dryden's character was new.
So a lot of it was new stuff, and I'm fine with that.
See, my take on the movie was, a lot of people hate episode one. I kind of liked episode one.
There are good parts of episode one.
Yeah.
There's also
parts. I'm going to say it. I like the pod racing.
The pod racing, I think, is good.
Everyone hated the pod racing.
I think the downside, I was talking about this earlier, I think the main downside of the prequels is that they've got really crappy dialogue. In episode one, the main downside in particular is Jar Jar Binks is just like, it's not that he's like there, it's that he's there all the time, mm-hmm. He's intrusive in every scene.
Comic relief, but he wasn't even.
And instead he was obnoxious, and that's the really downside of, of Phantom Menace. But we were talking earlier, like, Ewan McGregor and Liam Neeson, they're excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the whole Duel of the Fates. And
They played a little bit of that song when they showed Darth Maul.
Yeah.
They did. There was that.
So with that in mind, I don't really think... I mean, I haven't read how bad people are saying Solo is, but, I mean... I don't think it was that bad.
Do you guys think, okay, here's the better question. How would you rank Solo with like all the new Star Wars movies? So like starting with The Force Awakens and like.
Well, I haven't seen.
You haven't seen Last Jedi.
Oh
no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so for I guess everybody else, where would you rank Solo?
In all those I think Rogue One was better.
You think Rogue One?
Rogue One was better. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm also going to agree, but I'm not going to say that they're like. So different.
Oh, no.
I think this one definitely has a lighter tone
yeah.
compared to Rogue One.
You know what?
If you want something more dramatic, Rogue One is the way to go.
The Battle of Scarif was, like,
yeah,
grander, yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen Rogue One. At first, I was going to say I liked Solo better, but now I'm thinking about that, like, last scene.
Yeah.
Where they're together on Scarif.
And it's exploding.
Yeah. That's actually pretty powerful. So I don't know. I don't know if I can say Solo is better.
The biggest problem, I have two huge problems with all Solo, which is the marketing was terrible. I think it was completely different from what the movie was. They were making it more like Guardians of the Galaxy. And then
yeah, they weren't they?
Yeah. With like, yeah. And yeah, then,
that, yeah, actually.
The color correction of that movie was terrible.
Yeah.
It was like, who's
doing the colors were really strange.
It was really super dim and I can't see what's going on. Or
it was really
like,
bright.
Like, the first scene is all blue, which is not a problem, but, like, the whole thing was, like, annoyingly blue. Yeah. And I liked, like, the creature design throughout the entire film, but especially in that first scene. The creature, like, the puppets and everything were great.
No. Until he broke the window, I could barely see what was happening.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Okay. So, okay, no, hold up.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yep.
Did Chewbacca eat people?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, okay, no, here's
that's
the
what
thing.
We're calling this episode, did Chewbacca eat
people? Okay, no, because, here's the thing. Because here's the thing. They said that they haven't fed him in a few days. That doesn't necessarily...
Then they throw Han Solo in there.
But also, in contradiction to that point, he did, now again, back to the color, the coloring of the film.
Is color related to Chewbacca's appetite?
No.
I'm really interested
when he was
this.
In the pit, he looked over at something which looked like to be, like, armor, which someone might have been wearing, but again, it was so dark, I couldn't even tell, so that could have, I assume that was remains of somebody.
So what, you think they had Chewbacca in there, and when he killed somebody, they gave him, like, a sandwich?
I don't know. Wow. Maybe through some kind of rodent or something down there. You never know. What did they feed the Rancor?
People.
I've never seen Chewbacca eat in any of the movies.
That's true.
Yeah, he almost...
No, wait.
Maybe I can't.
They don't stop at, like, Quiznos.
Yeah, you know?
So, Destiny, are you suggesting that Chewbacca doesn't eat at all?
I've never seen him eat in any of the movies. Well, no, also, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say, but... They've never... You know, said whether or not he has eaten people before, so I could see it being a really...
I could see him being very omnivorous.
Yeah.
He's certainly...
omnivorous.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
He's certainly very capable of eating someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't deny that.
Mm-mm. Anything else that we're missing? Anything that, like, stood out as, like, whoa, or, like, cool?
Really upset. Daenerys didn't bring in the dragons. What's wrong with that?
I know. I was expecting some Game of Thrones
of
crossover involved, and then the Hunger Games with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yep.
And then Community, or just Atlanta. I thought the creature design was the best it's ever been in this movie since Return of the Jedi.
I think it was extremely good.
Sure, yeah.
The creature design, especially when they're playing, like, Sabacc, or whatever the game is called. What are they?
Sabacc.
Sabacc. When they're playing that, and the first scene with all those creatures, I was like, I want to be there.
Yeah.
The creature design was so good.
That was really good. What do you think of the casting?
Casting was really good. I will say that the guy who plays Alden Ehrenreich... It takes a while for you to get used to him being Han Solo.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't sure about who they picked for Han Solo, because, like, there's only one person you think of when you think of Han Solo. But now that I've actually, like, seen the movie, I think he he pulled it off a little better than I thought he would.
Yeah, at least. I agree with
coming
that.
Through the movie, I feel comfortable with him as
Solo. I wouldn't mind seeing him again in a sequel.
Sure.
Yeah.
I wish they gave him more dialogue. I feel like there are a lot of scenes where they had opportunities to have some funny, like, banter between Chewbacca and Han Solo, but they just didn't want to abuse
that. That's the thing, because the entire time I'm watching this, I know that Phil Lord and Chris Miller, who directed it originally, made a movie, and then they said it sucked. And I desperately want to watch that version.
I was thinking that, because Ron Howard, I love a lot of his movies, but he also has a lot of not as good... He's a very hit-or-miss director.
He doesn't bring, like, a specific type of feel to something. Yeah.
They should release the script.
I know, at least, because well, the thing was, they did so much improvisation on that draft.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and was more comedic and weird, and I really just want to see that version and almost compare them.
Yeah.
Especially since Michael Keith Williams played Dryden Voss, and he was going to be, like, this half-lion, half-man.
What?
Yeah, and I forgot that.
And that sounds so more... I mean, nothing wrong with Paul Bettany or Jarvis. He was great.
I forgot he was going to be in
I was like,
movie.
I want to... Like, there's so much stuff I'm like, I wonder what they would have done here and how it would have been different. That's all I mean, it would have been the same script, but it would have been a different movie. Because they directed, like, the Lego movie and 21 Jump Street and stuff like that, and it would have that more vibe.
Yeah.
I do think that the behind-the-scenes drama was a little bit over-publicized because it wasn't as big of a deal as it really was.
I guess a lot of it, there are some really good characters in the movie,
I'm turning on the card.
Okay.
So we've been sweating like crazy in the back of this car.
They killed off some interesting characters, I thought, very early. Or they didn't flesh them out enough.
Oh, like Beckett?
Well, not
Beckett died at the end.
Beckett, are you talking like Rio and Val?
Yeah,
like
Rio.
That?
I thought they were cool characters, and then they didn't really do much with them.
I think they were taking about the same tone that they were doing Rogue One with, where it's like, oh yeah, you have these characters that the story's focused around, but it's not focused around the stories that the original movies were focused on. But I think when I watched Rogue One, I felt the tone of they have to kill these characters off because there's no way, because when people watch the originals, they're going to be like, well, where are these characters? Why aren't they with the Rebellion or whatever? You know, why don't you see them? So it's like, you know that they'd have to kill them off to keep the original story the same.
To be completely honest, I've seen this twice now.
Right.
The first scene, I like, because I like the creatures and stuff like that. Yep. To be completely honest, I don't think it's a good movie until they get to the yacht for the first time. I think it's very boring, and I'm confused the whole time, and
From the beginning of the movie until, like, after the train?
Yeah, and they're like, it's like, won't be hard to find the yacht, and then they get to the yacht, and I'm like, this is cool.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this. But up to that point, it's, like, very boring.
I can understand.
I wish it wasn't.
It takes a long time to get started.
Yeah.
It has a slow start. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Well... That's it?
Solo. It has a slow start.
So okay, so do we like the movie yet? Yay or nay? Dope or nope?
Dope or nope?
One by one, Michael?
Of course I have to start. I think I'd say dope. I think, well, now that I know that they had an original thing that sounds a little, better, I think I would have liked to see that as well, like you said, Brett. But I think they did a decent job.
Yeah.
And
we went from dope to decent.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was dope or
cover all your albums.
It was dope or nope.
You know, I'm really feeling it. I'm gonna say dope. I just had a really good time.
All right.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll say dope too. I feel like the Star Wars movies are going into a much different direction than what they used to do.
Yeah.
And so far, they're doing a good job of that. So I'll give it dope.
Good job, Disney.
Dope.
Four dopes. No nopes.